Got a fun one today. Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. Here we go. Load up a barbell with 60, that's 6-0, 60% of your one rep max for the push press. Here's the workout. 3 rounds per time, 12 push press, 12 toes to bar, 15 calories in the air bike for men, 10 for women. You knock that out. You rest 3 minutes, and then you do it again, but everything's just slightly reduced. It's now 9 push press at the same loading, 9 toes to bar, and when you hop on the air bike, 12 calories for men, 8 for women. It's going to be a great way to get in some monostructural work, some metabolic conditioning work, some gymnastics work, and some weightlifting. You're going overhead, you got some hip drive, you got the midline, you've got some grip. It's going to be a great day. And then the next time you do it, everything's a little bit reduced, so you can keep the intensity up. Of course, we've got various options if you're doing it on a bike or rower. Videos of the push press and the toes to bar. Super fitness robot time, 7 minutes and 45 seconds or less for the first one, 6 minutes or less for the second one. More likely time, 11 minutes for the first one, 8:40 for the second one. The wild card option, exactly the same as the workout of the day, but it's the rower instead of the air bike. So if that's the option that you're going to choose, you can just do the wild card option. It's prescribed, you're good to go, you're solid. With this loading on the push press, and it starts off with the push press, I would absolutely like to see everybody be able to do that first set unbroken. That's why it's 60%, it's 12 reps, it's the first thing that you do. Now, if you pedal the bike with a tremendous amount of effort, there's a good chance you won't be able to do that second set of push press unbroken. But that doesn't mean you chose the loading improperly. It just means you get after it on the bike. So there's nothing wrong with that if it gets broken up in the later rounds. Scaled option, 3 rounds for time, 12 push press, 60%, that stays the same. But now instead of the toes to bar, it's 12 hanging knee raises or sit-ups per round. Then the calories in the air bike stay the same. And there also have 3 minutes later, a second workout where the only change is, instead of toes to bar, hanging knee raises or sit-ups. Limited equipment option. They don't have a bike, they don't have a barbell. Here's what they're doing. 3 rounds for time, 12 dumbbell push press, pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women, 12 toes to bar, 200 meter run. Rest 3 minutes, 9 push press, 9 toes to bar, and still the 200 meter run remains in the second 3 round workout for the limited equipment crew. Video showing the dumbbell push press. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot times 6 minutes for the first one, 5:20 for the second one, more likely 8:40 for the first one, 7:30 for the second one. And remember, those are soft parameters. No equipment workout, 3 rounds for time, 12 burpees, 12 V-ups, 200 meter run, rest 3 minutes, 3 rounds for time, 9 burpees, 9 V-ups, 200 meter run. Even with no gear, that's going to be a good one. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either or, so don't do both. Either linchpin complex number 9, which is you choose the load, should be appropriately challenging. 7 power cleans, and then 7 push jerks or split jerks. That's considered one complete complex. So you don't go power clean jerk, you do 7 power cleans. Once you've done 7 power cleans, then you do 7 push jerks or split jerks. So we'd say most people would perform 2 to 3 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each, and does not need to be unbroken. So you would either choose to do, if you're doing the accessory work, linchpin complex number 9, or Turkish get-ups. 3 rounds of 5 to 7 on the left arm, 5 to 7 on the right arm, resting a couple minutes between rounds, you choose the loading. The other part of the optional accessory work, always fun. There's 3 options, you're going to choose just one of them. Either 50 burpee box jump overs, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, that's facing the box, or 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 regular old school burpees. Whatever you choose, it's a winner. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the kneeling layback and the PVC front rack stretch. Hope you enjoyed that workout, because tomorrow we've got a classic named CrossFit workout coming.